1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Despite the federal government shutdown ending in recent weeks, the battle over funding for food share-related programs in Wisconsin will continue. On Tuesday, U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the Trump administration plans to halt funding for those programs to states that have not complied with their previous request for personal data on the people who receive benefits through the programs. The agency is seeking the names, addresses, social security numbers, immigration status, and benefit history of those recipients, and say their goal is to root out fraud in the programs. Governor Tony Evers has rejected those requests for personal data over recent weeks, and Attorney General Josh Call joined a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block them. The announcement was also made despite a federal judge issuing an injunction to block the Trump administration from withholding that funding. The agency set a deadline of December 8th for those states to either turn over that personal information or outline their reasons for not doing so. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have announced over $1 billion in funding to expand high-speed internet access across the state. According to a press release, the federal government approved the state's final proposal for the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, which will unlock over $1 billion in federal investments through the bipartisan infrastructure law. The proposal aims to expand high-speed internet access to over 175,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses. Expanding internet access has been a major focus for the Evers administration, with over $345 million allocated to broadband expansion projects in the state since 2019. Governor Evers says access to high-speed internet is a necessity in today's world, keeping people connected and improving both education and the economy. With the approval of the funding, infrastructure work on the building of the broadband network is expected to begin next year, following state environmental reviews and final engineering work on the projects. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is definitely cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to get back above zero. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the low teens for a high today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 4 above tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a little light snow possible and a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.